We're going to go live.
Oh, I just got a Snapchat. Do I have time to check it?
Yeah,
if you want to do it live on the podcast, go for it.
Does he have time to check his Snapchat, though? No,
yeah, I'm going live right now.
I'm not going to do that.
You're not going to check it?
I'll check it later.
Go live right now?
Check it live.
Yeah, check it later.
Look, if I screen cap it, I don't want anybody to know. I don't want there to be any evidence.
I'm pretty sure it tells you when you screen cap it.
Hey, Eric, I just got a notification on my phone that said Twitch Mega 64 podcast channel went live. Do I have time to check that?
No, we're live right now.
So, can we check anything?
You can check out how we're live.
Oh shit, the chat's going. What's up, folks?
All right, theme song. Yo, welcome everybody to the Mega 64 Podcast, episode 666.
Woohoo!
The podcast of the beast.
My favorite.
Video games and movie reviews with Spawn to be released!
Damn, that's high.
Yeah, I can go high.
Speaking of high, happy 420, guys.
I was going to sing it low, but then I went high.
You're going to leave me hanging?
I got you. Is today 420?
It's 419.
419. Unless you're seeing this on Tuesday.
Okay.
So if you're seeing this on Tuesday, it's 421.
Happy Earth Day, everybody.
Everybody,
it's Earth Day. If you're watching this, go outside and kiss the Earth. And don't just give it like a peck on the cheek. Like, really, eat that ass.
Yeah.
Okay, get the mud in the grill.
You want dirt in the corners and inside of your nostrils.
Yeah. Show the Earth some love, okay? Freaky buttholes and toes kind of love. The kind of love that you only get once in a lifetime. Okay, the Earth needs it.
You know who?
Right now.
Who showed me some love? The barista over at Starbucks. When I pulled up, I said, freeze! No, I didn't say that. Excuse me. I said,
you're excused.
Please give me my coffee. And she said, well, did you know today was Earth Day? How are you celebrating Earth Day? I said, well, I thought tomorrow's 420. Isn't that Earth Day? I thought they were synonymous. She said, no, that's an entirely different holiday. So she made like a marijuana reference, but she would not outright say it.
Well, no, she didn't make any marijuana reference. She just said it was a different holiday.
She said it's a different holiday and like did the fingers together. And
what does that mean?
I don't know.
I literally don't know what that means.
Drink from a straw day.
Oh.
See, yeah, they give a sipper thing with a stopper in it.
Anyways, that concludes the Starbucks portion of our podcast. Mm-hmm. Welcome, everybody, to the Mega 64 Podcast. I am Derek. If you've heard differently, you're wrong. They're wrong. This is Garrett.
Wait. Who's Wong?
It's going to be a long fucking night.
I mean, he said Wong, but
nah, I said
two
Wong.
Wongs don't make a white.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Let's get to it. I'm Garrett. Welcome.
Dude, you're like the one guy who can't make that joke. Garrett, he's the racist one. I'm the funny one. Main guy isn't here.
Come on.
Married guy isn't here.
I'm going to act like Rocco and pretend I'm mad.
Sean is in Disneyland tonight.
Is that
Rocco weird? Is celebrating Sean's wife's birthday.
Yeah.
That's what's happening.
It's all screwed up.
Yeah, it's
happy
all.
22 years young, Jenny Gates. Congratulations.
Sean's dating a 22-year-old?
I know, really?
Yeah,
he's dating a 22-year-old.
Good for him. Oh, I forgot they're married.
We were in that whole ceremony, remember?
I thought that was like a group date. Whatever.
Remember we watched In Days?
Look, I'm young at heart. This is going to be a weird podcast. I have a whole list of shit to cover. We haven't covered any of it. But I want to talk about how I'm young at heart. So if my friends are married, in my mind, they're still dating. Because I'm young at heart. You know what I'm saying?
You want to relate to them.
Right. No.
No?
Okay. I want them to relate to me.
So you bring them down to your...
Yeah, so I refuse to acknowledge, like, milestones in your life. Oh, you're married? That's cool. In my mind, you're still dating.
Okay.
This could be all over tomorrow.
It's extended.
You could just break up. What are we talking about? Yo, we do have sponsors. Amazingly, people do want to sponsor this show.
Fuck yeah. yeah, they do.
Check it out. We got our great... The best beverage on earth, Kickapoo Joy Juice. Check them out. Kickapoo coming in new flavors, Pina Colada Blue, Fuzzy Navel Peach. That one's delicious. Pina Colada is always delicious.
My new favorite.
Yeah.
I have this one on the good. Way over.
Get it on Amazon. Check it out on Amazon. I checked the Amazon page for Kickapoo.com. No, I checked the Amazon page for Kickapoo the drink. The website doesn't have an Amazon page.
No.
In the related section, you know, it's like people who looked at this also looked at it is all still waiting. merchandise.
Oh my god.
So
the Google
so that
aggregate.
To me shows that the Mega 64 army, the internet soldiers, they are checking out the Kickapoo. That makes me happy. They're also checking out Still Waiting too. I have mixed feelings on that.
I'd like to point out that we call it Still Waiting too, like that's the actual name of the movie.
Still Waiting Part 2. I forgot to say part. Sorry, yeah. Eric.
What was it called in Germany? Was it Nice Girls? We got an import, didn't we?
Are you asking me?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Oh, okay. Well, hopefully we don't receive any more in the
go to Come. You can get this at Come and Go as well. If you're a cum guzzler like me and you get all your beverages at Come and Go, kick a poo. Why don't you?
To you.
That's a verb. Go kick a poo.
Still waiting too.
Also, check out lootcrate.com. Put in the promo code MEGA64. Y'all know what Loot Crate is. You get awesome stuff every month.
Dude, I wrote my notes down on my confidential field notes.
Yeah.
Booklet from the Loot Crate, the exclusive one.
Yeah, there you go. You know what I feel about Loot Crate is it's always a mixed box. You never know what you're going to get, but I feel like there's always at least one thing that's really cool in
there.
There's always a good chance you're getting at multiple things. You're like, oh, that's pretty cool. But there's always at least one that is badass. And I see people online kind of complaining, like, what do I do with all this Loot Crate stuff? I have a lot of stuff. You know what? Give it away. Spread
my
the joy.
My little cousin, I was just going to say, my little cousin, like, when shit gets left over,
yeah,
I'll hand it down to them. It, you know, he's like 13, 14, and he's obsessed with anything video games, so they eat that shit up.
Yeah, lately, I've been experimenting with making people happy. I've never tried that before in my life.
How's that going for you?
It's tough. I always thought it'd be easy, and that's why I didn't try. But now I'm trying to do it, I find that I'm bad at it. But what I'm good at is giving away stuff that other people think is cool. And Loot Crate comes in very handy for that.
That creates some happiness. I mean, it must.
It does, yeah. Because people who are not signed up for Loot Crate have no concept of the kind of stuff that comes in there. So when you just, like, deliver a little, you know, little tchotchke,
yeah,
a little trinket, they light up. So it's cool. And then you get to keep the good stuff for yourself. So it's win-win.
And they don't even know about the good stuff.
They don't even fucking know. They don't even fucking know because they don't watch the Mega 64 podcast like you do because you're in the know and you're informed.
So why do you think you're bad at making people happy?
Oh, because, you know, I'm just like too cool. Like when people are in my presence, they just feel like, it like makes them reflect on themselves.
They get uncomfortable.
Yeah.
It's like they're around like, you know, like a like the way you would feel around a deity.
Precisely. Nervous. I am godlike. I am the godlike Acosta. Thank you very much, baby. You know what happens is when you sit in this chair,
there's
like a certain energy. A certain, like the whole flow of the room pours into you.
This guy.
I was going to say, the chat has just been commenting the whole time. Hey, this is a really good energy podcast. Hey, Derek, I think you got to sit there more often. That's it.
Wow.
Maybe.
Energy.
Oh, maybe. Hey.
It's the Jesus energy.
Yeah. Knick knack, patty whack, give the dog a bone, get back, give me that, give the king his throne.
Oh, put that fucking crown on. That's yours, baby. You earned it, dog. Look at that shit. Fits like a goddamn glove, son.
Nice. Hell yeah. Off to a good start. Welcome, everybody. You're watching Mega 64 TV. We took a break from our Anime Expo panel.
That was exciting, though.
Yeah, we'll bring it back right after this. Don't worry. We got a lot of questions to get back to. It's just me and Garrett here tonight. Rocco, Sean, they're not available. We have the lovely Eric working the board, the beautiful Kevin on camera. Yeah. If you've been following Mega 64 news recently, then you are aware of our latest video to come out, the future of e-athletes. Check it out, baby. Woo! We released our new video online this week. It's doing pretty good. It's doing pretty good. I'm happy about it.
That music is catchy, man. It gets in my head.
You know what's funny? A lot of people really have commented on that music. That music, what should I say? That video we made for a special event that was hosted by Riot. I think it was in like South Korea. I'm pretty sure that video played in like a stadium of 50,000 people. So because it was this big event, we had to really go through a lot of, jump through a lot of hoops to get it made, and there were a lot of rules we had to abide by, and the music was like a real touchy thing. But I guess that song, somehow it got passed along to us, like, I don't even remember where, but it was like, hey, you guys should use this. And so we just threw it in kind of without thinking about it, not realizing that that is almost like the theme song to League of Legends. Apparently they play that on loop, like at all their tournaments, to the point where people have been like driven, have been driven mad by listening to that song.
That, that sample, the, are you ready? That gets in my head, like, and it's just there in the background. And I never really, I can't see going numb from it. I can see how it's it makes me feel good. I
Are
feel
you
energetic.
Ready? Do they say that in that song?
I think that's...
I think you might be thinking of a different song.
Am I thinking of a different
one? I think you're thinking of a Super Awesome Showdown song.
You're thinking of a song from Super Awesome Showdown.
Oh my God.
Well, the song in our video is catchy too.
Wow.
Despite
okay.
what it might make you think. Yeah, what'd you think of the video?
God, I really like that video. I make a brief cameo in it. I don't know if anyone...
People did catch you.
Spotted me. Oh, have they?
Yeah, I've seen a lot of comments about Garrett sleeping on the couch was their favorite part.
Well, I partied too hard. But that video was a lot of fun. That was the perfect video where we make a call out and everyone shows up and we get a bunch of extras that are from our community to
be in. Yeah, we wanted... So the concept of the video is that e-athletes kind of become the new AAA biggest celebrity on Earth. Because video games and esports become so big. So what we wanted to do was throw like a big rock star party. So we went to a hotel in downtown San Diego, and I don't know if you know this. I don't know if a lot of people out there know this, but hotels, they have like secret rooms. You've always heard of the presidential suite.
Yeah.
And maybe you've never seen the presidential suite, but if you actually see the presidential suite of a nice hotel, it is way nicer than all the other rooms
like
available
honey,
in the hotel.
A honeymoon suite as well as like a special type of room. But that's very commonly known. Like, you know. It's...
Yeah, but here's the thing. There's a lot of rooms that are not commonly known. So when we contacted this hotel in downtown San Diego, I'm not going to give away the name, but we were able to find a list of about four or five different specialty rooms that they had. And the reason I had known about this was actually, this is a long story, kind of a weird, obscure story, but I had gone to a comedy show downtown, and I had known some people who were in the show, and there was a celebrity hosting the show. I can say who it is. I'm pretty sure it was Drew Carey.
Yeah,
Drew Carey was hosting the comedy show, and because I was friends with the people who were involved, we all got invited back to Drew Carey's room, and it was in this hotel. And I saw that they had that his room was really crazy. It had like a secret spiral staircase up to the roof where there's a pool on top, and so that kind of got the gears turning in my head. Like, oh, there's secret rooms in this place. And I always remembered that. So we called them up. We were actually able to get a hold of their like rock star suite. And we filmed the party scenes in our video in that room. And I think we may have talked about this on the podcast before, but people like Robert Downey Jr. have stayed in that room. And I'm pretty sure Scarlett Johansson has too. Mm-hmm. There's a couple celebrities who have been confirmed to stay in that spot when they come down for Comic-Con.
We rolled around in the same beds as
ScarJo. That's right. You know when Robert Downey Jr. goes to Comic-Con.
Dude, Black Widow?
He ain't staying a virgin.
And Iron Man.
He ain't staying a virgin.
That's right.
Pre-Comic-Con, he was a virgin.
We got skinflakes of stars.
When he was, when Robert Downey Jr. was still on Ally McBeal, he was staying at the Holiday Inn getting nothing.
That's a lie. I'm sure they wash. They do clean the sheets after the stars stay there. We can't roll around in their skin flakes.
I think if a celebrity stays in a hotel room and has sex with the sheets, they should keep the sheets dirty.
Frame them.
Just let them.
That becomes the wallpaper of said room.
Yeah.
That should be a policy.
Yeah. So check it out. If you haven't seen our esports video, check it.
You guys
Kevin,
are nuts, man.
Kevin, we got a drone. Very nice. Very nicely piloted drone shots. Compliments of Kevin. A lot of people were actually commenting on the look of the video. They said it was like, wow, this is like your best produced video ever. And I feel like that's just because of the drone shots.
I think it's the
And the
first,
group shots.
It's the first overproduced video.
We've done in a long time.
It's got that booming, like, future sound. It's all very current and modern in its color scheme and the fucking crane and drone and everything that's so overly done like a big action kind of movie. I think that gives people the idea. Like, this is your best video ever.
That's funny. I'm really glad people like it. It honestly is not my kind of video. I don't think it's the funniest video we've done, but the response has been really good.
It's a pretty video. It's a really fun looking video, but funniest.
I talked to Rocco about this, and he put it. He made a good point, and I think it's because we're not really into esports, and I don't play League of Legends or any of that. We don't play any kinds of games like that. But I know those games are huge, so I feel like the audience that is into those games do like this video. So, whatever, you know, it's out there.
Yeah, I don't think there's anything to dislike. I think everything came together, like, really, really well. I never had any idea how good it was going to look until it was done, and it kind of blew me away.
Oh, cool.
And it's a shame that it's been, I mean, this video was made how many years ago? 1 year ago?
More like 6 months or something.
Oh, okay. It's just been a while. I know there was
7 or 8 months.
a delay getting it out.
Yeah, so, I mean, other than our new video, Mega 64 TV is going very well. Some new bumpers have been dropped in there. I saw my favorite bumper. Somebody asked us last week what our favorite bumper was. I finally saw one that I can say is my favorite. There's a Sprite pixel art bumper where we all like kind of look like Eggmen or like potato people. And we're just like running down the road.
But not all of us.
Hey.
They left Eric.
So, that's the thing. I felt really bad because I said last week I was jealous of it. That guy actually made a Sprite for me and made a bumper that says Eric TV. So I'd like to say thank you. I really, really appreciate that.
Fortunately, he used the wrong title. So it is called Mega 64 TV.
That'll just be on my thing, which is nothing.
That'll be on Eric's 24-hour looped stream.
Do you loop in the... in competition with Mega 64 TV, Eric?
Yeah, I'm kind of.
I'm kind of like Screw Attack. Screw Attack started their own thing.
Right. Did they really?
We're trendsetters.
Yeah. They're copycats. Oh my God.
We're trendsetters.
What next, Screw Attack? You gonna become Puerto Rican? Nice try. You can't. I already did it. Maybe I became Puerto Rican. I used to be.
What's the closest they could come to being Puerto Rican?
I
mean, they can't just go to a tanning salon.
You
and can get
move
in the bed.
To Florida.
Yeah.
And then you're in the part of America that's closest to Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico is known
for the... Oh, is it racist? Is it racist to live in Florida?
We're talking about...
Is Floridian a race,
Eric? We're talking about Puerto Rican culture. We're expanding our cultural horizons. What's the liqueur of Puerto Rico? Is it rum?
It's rum.
It is rum.
It is rum. It is where the Bacardi factory is located.
Bacardi, see? So you could start by, if you want to be Puerto Rican or you want to identify with the Puerto Rican... plight.
I want to delete that video off Eric's computer. I'm sick of hearing that song. Everything I say is it racist, okay?
Stop being racist.
No! Anyways.
You know, Bacardi and Kickapoo might go good together.
I bet you would.
Oh, Bacardi-poo.
Bacardi-poo. Look at that. That's a drink of Puerto Rico, all right.
You are watching the number one video game podcast on the internet. Nobody is better than us. If they are, we will get them and we will kill them.
Just like...
But to prove that we are the best, we have been playing video games this week. We are going to take a moment to talk about our video games. Woo! Starting with Garrett playing The Last of Us.
Oh, shit. Was that my homework?
I'm just
supposed to play The Last of Us?
Disclaimer, we're not going to talk about The Last of Us or Monster Hunter 4 this week. If you'd like to get our opinions, watch our last 50 podcasts.
It's on there.
It's all out
several
there.
Times.
No, you've been playing stuff this week, haven't you?
Yeah, man. I played a shit ton of GTA. They patched it, so my face has been beautified. There was a update in the game that made everyone's GTA Online character...
What are you playing it on? PS4?
PS4, yeah.
Okay, cool.
The character you'd created kind of got, like... The data got wrecked, and everyone had these, like... burly, like, ugly faces.
Oh.
So,
unlike real life.
That got fixed, and then they opened up, like, a whole bunch of new clothes. Eric, I dropped, like, $34,000 on wardrobe today.
I dropped $500,000 on a car today.
Oh! All I did was load into GTA Online, go to a clothing store, buy a bunch of shit, go back to my house, and make, like, outfits, and save them to the quick change slots. So now I have all these. I got, like, my Garrett outfit where my chick dresses up like me. I got Health Goth outfit where she wears the tights and, like,
where my chick dresses hood. Up. I have Garrett outfit where my chick dresses up like me.
Well, you know, I use a female character in GTA Online, so.
All right. What is the Garrett outfit?
It's, like, short.
Tell it so people can replicate it at home.
Yeah, it's, like, short. You got to get the short shorts, and then there's these dirty combat boots. And then you get the what did I do?
This in my mind.
Bikini, black bikini top, but then with the leather cropped biker jacket over it, and then I put my my crew emblem up on the
breast.
Yeah, and then I got the white glasses, the square frame hipster glasses from the hipster update.
Oh, of course, yeah.
They have a hipster pack and a hipster update that they call that out in the game.
Nobody even knows what a hipster
is. It's very self-aware from like 2 years ago.
Can we bury that word? Nobody knows what a hipster is.
They joke about selfies on the radio.
Unless you're referring to me as a hipster, you're using it incorrectly. And frankly.
It's true. The crown helps.
Yeah.
That was not in the hipster update.
Fucking idiots.
But yeah, just been having a blast doing the customized shit with GTA. That game is always fun. I loaded in a little bit of first person and a couple races and did some, deathmatch in first person and then motorcycle race stuff. But then came here.
That's cool. Somebody in our audience beat it. Who was it?
It was me.
It was Kevin. Kevin beat GTA 5.
I still haven't fucking done that. Damn.
What are
good
your
story,
thoughts?
Though, right?
You want to come on and talk about it?
Yeah, go hop on. Let's go on behind.
Come on right behind.
GTA V.
GTA 5. I beat it last night.
Crouch down a little bit lower.
And, I really, really enjoyed it. It's my favorite GTA.
The story is amazing.
That's what I wanted to beat first. I wanted to get through the story because it's so good.
Because I started playing online and now I can't go back to the story.
Yeah, exactly. Like... But I think I beat it in 30 hours.
Wow.
I think it was about 10 hours per character.
Dang.
So, yeah. It's a lot of fun. I loved it. I got it for PS4.
Nice. Oh, I was playing it on 360, but I didn't beat it.
People just been talking about it a lot lately, and I think that's why it was on my mind. I started playing it again this weekend because it came out for the PC.
Yeah, I heard about that.
And that, I mean, that version of the game looks so fucking pretty.
Really?
Yeah, it looks significantly better than it even does on PS4 in the stuff I've seen. There's some interesting stuff that's definitely coming out of the mod community with that game as well.
Well, that's the benefit of anything on PC is the mod community just makes it better.
I can't wait to see what they do with that game because that engine's already so strong.
They could even just create a whole new game. You never know.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. What the fuck was it? I was looking at a game to download on Steam and there was like some mod that had been released that was almost released as like a separate game.
Shit. Was it Arma 2 and
I'm not going to remember it off the top of my head. But, there's all kinds of communities out there. In this specific case, I can't remember, but it was a group of modders that took their job so seriously that they were basically working as a de facto, programming development company.
Mm-hmm.
Just doing it in their spare time, but the game was, a full release. It was crazy. I want to say it was, a Skyrim-type game.
Was it Fallout New Vegas getting changed to Texas and being called Lone Star?
No. But it's something like that. Happens all the time. That's why PC is so great.
Development drama.
Dev drama. Speaking of PC being so great, I've been playing a couple new games this week. I was talking with Eric last week about how all video games have been kind of boring me lately. That's still the problem. I'm playing these games, but I'm still waiting for the one that's really going to sink into me. But I will recommend them. Check them out. They're a little bit different. One of them I've been playing has been called Running with Rifles. It's available on Steam right now. It's a PC game. It's a top-down shooter, so imagine Diablo, you're looking down on top of your character. But it's like Battlefield. It's modern-day combat. You're just a soldier. You spawn when you die. Imagine just exactly like Battlefield gameplay. You can get in vehicles and use tanks and stuff, but it's all top-down. It's called Running with Rifles. It's multiplayer and single-player. It's pretty fun. I'm not sure if it's a full release. It might still be in alpha. I'm sure they're going to be releasing updates for it as time comes because it's still a new game. I've also been playing a first-person shooter called Metro 2033. You ever heard of that?
No.
Yeah.
It came out a few years ago.
Yeah, I haven't played it, but it's on my PS3.
Oh, really? Yeah. Play it. It's really good.
PS3?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I think it was a free game for PlayStation Plus.
They just released a HD remake of it called Metro 2033 Redux, I think. But I'm playing the original. But it's basically you're in a post-apocalyptic Russia, and all of society has been pushed down into the subway system because there's fallout, mutant, radioactive stuff going up on the surface. It's really cool, really immersive. Like, the atmosphere is really cool. The gameplay, like, with any first-person shooter is just, like, see something shoot it in the face. But, like, exploring the world is really...
Atmosphere plays into it huge and makes it...
It makes it feel so much bigger.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's really cool. Metro 2033. And I've also been playing an older RTS. I just downloaded it called Stalingrad.
Is that named after the...
Yeah, it's World War II, Battle of Stalingrad.
Yeah, okay.
And, yeah, it's cool. I haven't played a lot of it, but I like it. It's like Age of Empires type gameplay, but you don't create soldiers. You basically just have an army at the beginning of a campaign or whatever, and you just have to move in and do the Battle of Stalingrad. Which is cool if you're into World War II history. It's an important battle.
If you're a history buff...
If you're a piss buff, like, I go like back, this guy...
I'm into the dynasty, you know, warriors kind of history. The old Chinese emperors...
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, ancient history.
Are you really?
No. There's a whole subculture.
There is.
There's a whole subculture of, like, yeah, like...
No, because basically I've actually been told this.
People that are super into that.
I've been told by somebody who's into Chinese history, like, it is so expansive. Your brain doesn't have enough space for Western history and Chinese history. It's like a different world.
Yeah.
Like...
Which emperors and which dynasties came.
Yeah,
and,
like, when you're in school here, you learn about American history, you learn about European history, you don't learn shit about what the fuck happened in Asia.
No.
Yeah, and a lot happened, apparently.
The Mongols, there's a whole thing.
Unifying of the dynasties or something, I don't know.
Who knows?
China, check it out.
Duck Dynasty is all we get taught in high school here.
Why did we start talking about that?
I don't know. I interrupted your history lesson.
Oh, yeah. I was talking about Stalingrad.
Stalingrad.
Eric's been playing Saints Row 4.
Oh, yeah?
I just got it on PC on Steam, so I'm checking it out. It's fun. It's all right.
It's I.
That's my whole review so far. Sorry.
It's fun. It's I.
You know, I started playing the fifth one. I rented it and had a lot of fun with it, and then I just never got it. What? What was... Oh, yeah, 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 that is the fourth one. Okay, so this is the one that's all the Matrix with aliens and shit? Okay, you just think it's all right?
I just started playing it before I came here. It's more of the same from Saints Row 3, except I can run and fly.
It was originally going to be DLC for Saints Row 3.
Yeah, but the superhero aspect of it, like gaining all your abilities and constantly being rewarded as you go through the goofy-as-fuck story.
I've just already done this. Like, I've already been here.
I felt the same way. I felt like this should have been DLC. Mm-hmm.
If you took a break in between those two games for a couple years, maybe, and came to the new one...
That's exactly where I'm at. But you're still checking feeling it out. Like maybe... Yeah, I still kind of feel like it's more, like, the same. So.
But he, like, here's the thing. I know Eric loved the third one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So for somebody to pour over a game and then get the same engine, it's like... This guy really played the shit out of the third one.
I mean, it's the same engine in the same city with the same everything, except it's dark and Matrix-y. And it's like, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I feel ya.
So I've been really interested in... there's a standalone disc coming out that's DLC from that game. I think it's called Gat Out of Hell and something else. And it's some side story stuff. But now I'm a little hesitant. It sounds interesting, but if it's just more of the same... I don't know. Is it all same game engine? Maybe I didn't realize.
Get Out of Hell is like a new, like a total, I think like a totally new game, but I think it kind of runs into like the same levels and everything, but it's also like a musical opera, and that kind of turned me off of it.
See, the trailer I watched had some in-game examples of what the writing is going to be like, and I thought it was pretty funny. I mean, it was definitely a musical.
Yeah.
And I don't know. It had that franchise has a kitschy writing style that I really liked in 3. So I enjoyed what I did play in 4. I'd like to give maybe something else another chance. But
well, try Rogue Legacy.
Yeah. You've been talking about that in the past.
I did. I talked about that probably last Anime Expo when I got into the game.
Yeah. Cuz you were playing it on PC.
Yeah.
That had come out on PS4 and Vita as a PlayStation Plus like free download of, I think, like January. And I got it.
Yeah.
Never played it until last night. That game is fucking fun.
Yeah. What? So how
far
did
you get? Not by myself.
What do you mean?
When I played by myself, I wanted to just spike the fucking controller and scream expletives every time I died. But I found it playing with, like, one, two, or three people where you just trade.
Oh, passing it around?
Passing it every death. Then it's like, ah, fuck. And then you pass it. And I find it so frustrating playing it alone.
Well, here's...
I almost don't want to. I want to wait till like I have company over to
play. I can tell you, you do hit a point where you grind enough, your character levels up to where it's like one hit kill.
Yes.
And it's not that hard. But then you probably didn't discover this yet. There's other sections of the castle.
I've gotten to another section like 2 or 3 times.
Oh, okay.
But it's not anything on the map. It's something called like the Abbey or something. It's not the lake, and it's not the garden or the dungeon. It's like, okay.
There's place. 4 different areas, and every time you go into the castle, they're always there.
Yeah, and this one that I keep going into has way harder enemies.
Yeah. Well, I'll give you some tips right now, and anybody watching can also use these tips. Mm-hmm. The first level is the castle. If you head all the way right, that's the second portion. That's the forest.
Okay.
And then if you go north, if you go up, that's the third part, and then down is where that's like the last area you want to go to.
I think north is where I've hit this other area.
That's it's like the belfry, basically. The attic, whatever it's called. The Maya, I think.
The Maya is what it's called. That's exactly what it is. Yeah, the best class, I love anything that has I've upgraded the, I think it's Barbarian to King Barbarian. So you have like 230 health points.
Yeah.
But sometimes I get fucking saddled with, you know, only the minor class, and you only have 75.
Spelunker sucks.
75 or 65 HP.
Spelunker comes in handy later on in the game after you've leveled up your character to the point where everything's one hit kill. Go in with a Spelunker and just you'll cash in.
You gotta
so
play
much
careful
money.
To make money, but
you basically, you know, you need to kind of go in with some goals because the different classes accomplish different things. Like a Spelunker really sucks early on in the game because they're really weak, and you'll never live long enough to get a lot of money to where it's worth it. But once you've leveled up your character to where even Spelunker is probably your weakest class, but you can level the Spelunker up to where it's still pretty badass, and then you'll be able to get, you know, $10,000 and then level up all your other characters way more, and then you can move into the other areas of the castle. My favorite classes are the Hokage and the Paladin.
See, I'm not there yet. I'm like, you know, I've gotten King Barbarian, and I've gotten like whatever the Archmage.
It turns into a spell sword, I think.
Yeah, not there yet either.
I don't know who you have to level up to get the Hokage. It might be the Paladin. The Paladin uses a shield.
Yes.
Which is...
handy.
Once you learn to master that shield, that is the best class. Like, okay. I did more damage with the Paladin than all the other classes combined, except for maybe the Hokage, because he just has a way stronger attack, so you can just, like... You're like a fucking... Jedi with a lightsaber.
Hokage is king of ninjas, man.
That basically, dude. Jesus. Turn it up.
It's really cool because I play that game with Brian. We'll pass the controller around and everything. And I play really careful and slow, and Brian plays fast as fuck and loose. And it's like when we pass the controller back and forth, it's nuts to see the change there.
My style is fast and careful. I know. I basically assume that every single enemy I find is going to take three hits to kill it. So I never go in assuming that my first two hits will do the job. So it's always like... Jump in, hit it, jump back, come back and hit it twice real quick.
I like doing King Barbarian or Queen Barbarian just because they have a attack, or maybe it's the Ectomorph class that does that, but the attack knocks them backwards.
Yeah.
So then I'll go in, and even if it's 2-3 hits, I know I'm going to knock them back so I can keep advancing. And then use that slide backwards move.
My current character can do 4 air jumps and 2 air dashes.
Fuck! I can do 3 air jumps,
which means
but no
I can
dashes.
Jump, dash, jump, dash, jump, jump without ever touching the ground.
Damn. Fuck.
Yeah.
But I, a lot of times, will jump into enemies or in... I mean, it can become pretty bullet hell in those
stages. It
does. Stages.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's
and
a fun game.
I've actually
I don't
beat
know why
it,
I put
and
it
I've unlocked the, like, second tier where it's like, okay, you retain your level, but the castle just got way fucking harder. Fuck. And now I'm, like, back to just trying to get through the first part again. It's fun. I was playing it last night. Hey, if you haven't played Rogue Legacy, check it out. It's one of the best Castlevania-type games to come out in a really long time.
And it's on, like, so many platforms, so you can get it across no matter what you have.
Check it out. Any other video games, you guys?
I talked about playing Mortal Kombat X last week, but it kind of put me in a fighting game mood, so I picked up Tatsunoko versus Capcom again. Did you ever play that? It was a Wii fighter.
No.
Super fun. It's Smash Brothers, essentially.
Oh,
the
really?
The control scheme, because you play with a Wii controller.
It's more Smash Brothers and like, Street Fighter?
Yeah, but it's like a mix. So it's like you have your A and B attacks, and then your directions do different attacks.
It's kind of an in-between of like a Smash Brothers type fighter and a Marvel versus Capcom.
Yes, because okay. you pick two. It's a partner fighter, and you can switch or you can assist, and then you can also do like a special and like a super.
Okay, cool.
It's the Tatsunoko characters. I forgot like how obscure they were. I mean, Yatterman is an anime character. Check this out. Do you know these fucking kids are all playing with the stick and the ball on a string?
Yes.
Kondomu?
Kendama?
I sound like their parents.
The stick and the ball?
No, but like my little cousin kept showing me his kendama. And, oh, it's from Japan and you play this way and all this stuff. And I'm like, this is like this generation's yo-yos. That was the thing that happened for me in middle school. I don't know if you guys had the yo-yo craze.
Hell
yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, dude.
I watched the yo-yo DVD on how to do world-class tricks.
That brain, bro. But anyway, there's a fucking character, Yatterman, in this game. That's his weapon. He fights with a cone. So when I started playing with him, I saw, like, that guy's weapon is a fucking How the hell?
It's a fucking toy.
It's relevant,
again. Well, you know, the yo-yo was originally a weapon.
Right?
Yeah.
Yoko and Ear Guy's back here. She fights with a yo-yo.
Stupid bitch.
Well, she's a policewoman. I don't think you should say that kind of thing to law.
Oh, dude, she's gonna bust me.
You gotta respect all cops, Derek. I don't know.
She's gonna say I was resisting.
Well, she's gonna yo your ass. But anyway, yeah,
that's
playing
cool.
That shit. It's fun.
Tight. Hey, Game of Thrones is back on. You guys don't watch Game of Thrones, but I do. I saw a lot of people complaining that the episode was boring. I think it was the first episode of the season, so it was really great. Because they're introducing characters.
New characters.
Well, I mean, the way drama works is you have to care about something. You don't just care about something without ever seeing
If you don't
it
develop
before.
The character, then why do you care when they
Yeah, I,
get
people
hurt,
were complaining, like, the show is
feel
just,
bad.
The first episode was so slow. And I was like, I don't know, what were you expecting? It was the first episode. Like,
yeah.
Jon Snow gonna whip out a machine gun? Like, it's the first episode. They gotta ramp up. Anyways.
Everyone's dumb.
No, everyone's not dumb. They just don't understand Game of Thrones like I do. Basically, I'm the number one fan.
See, I could say the same thing, though, for Walking Dead. People bitch about how that show's slow and there's no action, no one's killing zombies.
But I agree with that.
They're stuck in a shitty location and developing characters for a couple episodes.
Here's the thing I don't understand about Walking Dead. It is a hit show, yet nobody praises it. Everybody complains about how it sucks. You'll praise it here in this conversation when I put you on the spot. But if you look just like online.
Yeah, yeah.
When I'm not asking for opinion, the opinion that I get. I'm not looking for an opinion on Walking Dead, but I just have this, you know, like on Facebook or whatever, it's thrown at me. This episode sucks.
It's all negative.
Wow, this all went downhill. Wow, this show fucking sucks. And I feel like that's all anyone has ever said about this show. How is this a hit? But I was talking about this last week, so.
It is all negative, and I guess that's maybe why I don't tell people – I don't, I guess, recommend it to people because all I hear is negative shit about the show. I really like it, and people that I talk to that really like it kind of have the same opinion. It's like, yeah, I don't recommend it to my friends because they just automatically say like, yeah, fuck that. It sucks. I heard it was slow. They were stuck in the farmhouse.
They were that fucking farmhouse. Fuck that farmhouse.
But, hey, I like a slow burn. I don't mind that show. And
I like Slow Burn by David Bowie.
If you look at, like, the way Lost was slow in season two.
I don't think season two was slow for Lost.
A lot of people bitched
you
around
know what?
Season
yeah.
two.
I agree. You're on. Right. You're right. People do bitch about season two.
And we were throwing in new characters. We were teaching you about them. And then you gave a shit when Anna Lucia got shot.
Yeah. I mean, I love season two. I think... They go into the hatch. We don't need to talk about Lost, but they go into the hatch. They find all this cool stuff. It's awesome.
So the farmhouse was a boring part of Walking Dead where they developed some new characters, but now it's fucking rad. Like, that show got real good in the last two seasons.
Is there a way we can start talking about Lost again? Just week to week?
Fuck. No, we can't talk about Lost or Last of Us.
Yeah, Lost had to do with magnets.
Trippy.
Crazy. Did you know that, Eric?
No.
It's a miracle, Eric.
You know if you take two seasons of Lost and you put them back to back, they'll push each other apart? What's the deal
it's
with
called,
that?
It's called a Faraday cage. Daniel Faraday invented it. Read a fucking book.
Me and my girlfriend made a Faraday cage once.
Read the...
Sexy.
Read the fucking Lost encyclopedia, goddammit.
You ever had Lost-inspired sex, anybody?
No, what would that be?
Well,
we wore
like, I pretend I'm a polar bear and I electrocute you and it's like sexy foreplay. I build a cage and me and you have sex in it, like Kate and Sawyer in their cage.
Could you just dress up in those Dharma jumpsuits and
you
kind of...
You know that sounds hot.
Unzip them, but leave them on.
What I do is I put a girl behind a, like a glass wall, okay. and then I wheel in a TV and I show her the Red Sox winning the World Series, and then we just... And then we fuck.
Guys, we were so controversial that we got hacked, I'm thinking by the NSA.
I think Twitch pulled us.
You think it was a Twitch
job? Yeah, I think it was a Twitch job.
Fucking guys.
So,
I think somebody at Twitch was getting so turned on by my story they couldn't contain themselves. They ejaculated, or the female version.
Yeah, I mean...
Whatever that is, peeing.
I guess...
All over the switchboard.
It's not pee. It's female ejaculate. Oh, there's a big squirting debate that's been in the news recently. Kevin, are you up to date?
And we're
back!
Yeah,
Kevin?
I read CNN, yeah.
All right. As long as you're on HuffPost, whatever, that's
yeah,
fine.
Yeah, but the debate is...
I don't want to get pulled again, though.
The debate is it's pee.
No, no,
the debate is...
They pulled us once, they'll do it again. Hey, just talk about it. What's up, man? What's the debate?
There's no debate. It's pee.
Take a nice drink. Who knows?
If it's not pee, what is it? Gatorade? Come on.
All these people are upset that they just found out they're all piss drinkers. Let's get over it.
Podcast question of the night, is it pee? Is it pee?
Oh, man. Well, before we got pulled off of
being too... Hey, we talked about Lost, and they didn't like that.
We were doing such a good podcast that it was all the competition was like, fuck it, we got to hack the... Someone get in there and cut the lines.
Dude, it was my most hilarious sexual joke I've ever made.
It was the fucking climax of the joke, yeah. No pun intended, was...
I was making the smoke monster noises, and it was hilarious. Anyways, not doing it again.
Yeah, fuck y'all.
Moving on. Hey, we were talking about television a moment ago. Let's talk about some movies now. I haven't seen any movies lately, but I've seen... What's better than a movie? A movie trailer. It's like all the good parts of the movie with none of the bad parts. And the best movie trailer of all time just came out. Yeah, that's right. I saw it.
Best movie
Batman
trailer.
Versus Superman.
It's out, guys.
I saw it.
He said it got, best.
Hey, they tried... I almost didn't see it because some other fuckhead group... tried to cover up the trailer with their own trailer.
Yeah. Scheming off the fucking heat.
Yeah, like fucking Galaxy Quest Part 7 or whatever. Fuck that.
Fuck it.
I'm all about Batman versus Superman. Did you guys see this trailer?
They're mad as fuck at each other.
What'd you think?
I thought it was cool when Bruce Wayne realized, yo, I don't have superpowers. I need to build something that's going to take this guy down. And then you see the hands pick up that green crystal. And then they're fucking mad.
There it was. Was there a green crystal in the trailer?
Yeah, green crystals, bro.
I don't think there was.
I miss the green
kryptonite,
crystals.
Dude. What else do you go up against? Do you guys not know the classic Superman Batman folly?
You know what? You're joking, but I didn't even think about it. But yeah, they're not talking about it. But that is the big twist. Batman has kryptonite.
Well, yeah. Has anyone ever read a comic before ever with those two characters in it?
They're almost acting like that's not That didn't even cross my mind that that's going to be a major plot point of the movie.
I mean, I haven't even read a Batman Superman comic, but I've seen like a cartoon at some point
Jesus
where Batman
Christ,
had
Garrett,
a fucking...
You could probably guess this movie beat for fucking beat.
Yeah. But I did get to see the cowl go over the Affleck eyes. And what I have to say is, fuck you, Ben Affleck.
Ben Affleck! You fucking floozy!
See what this finger does?
You fucking imposter!
Points in your direction, Ben Affleck.
Hey, Ben Affleck! Take your fucking frozen yogurt and your Pilates and fuck off, okay?
Jimmy Neutron looking hairstyle wearing motherfucker.
I want a real Batman. Fuck you.
You skinny nosed motherfucker. You can't even fit into that cowl.
There's a reason J-Lo left your ass, bitch!
Bruce Wayne is a strong man. Strong.
Okay, so long story short, I did see the Star Wars trailer. I do want to talk about that. I am really excited for that.
I'm surprised I didn't even think before the podcast to bring that up, because I didn't write it down. I would have totally forgot.
Yeah, but we'll talk about that in a second. Okay. I did see the Batman versus Superman trailer, and all jokes aside, wasn't very impressed. I know there's not much to it. But that's just it. There wasn't much to it. It was just like a rainy Gotham.
I'm uninterested as fuck about Superman. I don't like
absolutely.
That character.
Yeah.
How does Zack Snyder keep getting work?
Well, here's the thing. I'm uninterested in Superman, but there's thousands of people, including Shaquille O'Neal, who are in love with him.
Even Shaq?
In Superman, but I love Batman. But watching that trailer, a thought occurred to me, and it was, hey, this might be the first Batman movie that comes out that I just don't see.
You're not the first person to say that exact sentence to me in the last week.
It was just, like, so uninteresting. And it, yeah, what you were joking about, like, yeah, they're really mad at each other. Whoa. That is basically all the trailer's going for. It's like, you know what? Superman's not good when you think about it. He's an alien. Can we trust him? Can we trust the alien? Cut to Ben Affleck, just looking angry. He doesn't say anything, but you can probably just tell. I gotta stop this fucking alien. But I'm kind of feeling sad.
Well, your parents are dead.
Yeah, right? And then it just cuts to some armored-clad Batman. Oh, see, also, the Batman in it looks like Night Owl from Watchmen.
Yep.
And I just feel like Watchmen wasn't that great. And now you're making this new Batman movie look like you're not good Watchmen. You already ruined one of the greatest fucking comics ever made. Yeah, and it was just all kind of just like, it felt like I wasn't getting what I wanted as a Batman fan. I was just getting what Zack Snyder was telling me I was going to get as a Batman fan.
Yeah. Just, now, I don't want to be all negative. So can I say something positive
about
please, the
trailer? Please. Yeah, let's stay positive.
The very angular, armored Batman you saw for like a third of a second looked cool to me.
All right.
That's it. That's the positive little cherry on that big dung pile, Affleck, that you stirred up and cooked up in your lab. Should be ashamed.
If you already don't like it, wait until Comic-Con.
It's going to be everywhere.
Woo! Woo! Also, whatever, fuck it, let's move on.
I like shitting on Ben, though.
I do, too. You know what? I like Ben Affleck. But I like shitting on
him. I did too. Mallrats like a motherfucker, man.
He's great in everything he does, but this movie is not going to be. Well, who knows? Maybe it'll be awesome.
I'm happy for him.
Maybe
it's got to
be
a payday.
You know what? I'm changing my tune. It's going to be awesome. Let's go see it.
You know, that's how you make the most money in Hollywood now.
What?
Is being a fucking superhero movie.
Yeah.
That's the big contract. You get the 6-7 fucking picture deals out of that. They got Iron Man on lockdown for like how many more of these?
A million.
Jesus.
I'm so happy. Hey, the Star Wars trailer came out. It was really cool. I loved it. A lot of people were excited about Han Solo and Chewbacca showing up at the end. But for me, the most exciting part was the first shot of the trailer.
I agree.
When you see the Star Destroyer. In the sand.
Yep.
That was so cool because it was like, what am I looking at? Oh, that's a speeder on Tatooine going past a mountain. Oh, that's not a fucking mountain. I got, like, chills running down my spine.
There's, like, an X-Wing in the foreground, and you kind of focus on that at first, but then it starts to reveal what's buried.
We talked about it a little bit earlier. It's been so long since you didn't know what was going to happen next in Star Wars that you genuinely don't know who any of these people are, what they're doing, why the Empire's back, what the fuck is going on. Because we just had three movies that we already knew. Yeah, it took three movies for him to be Darth Vader. We fucking knew that was going to happen. So now, it's for the first time in a long time, I don't know what the fuck is next, and I'm really excited.
Because I've never read any Expanded Universe shit, and I think they threw all of it out, and I don't know what is truly going on in this fucking trailer. Everything's new and exciting.
Yep. Yeah, and one thing that I always thought was cool about Star Wars that they never really touched on in the movies is these battles are happening in space, but they affect the people on the planets. So I think in the original Star Wars script, if you read it, there's a scene where Luke Skywalker pulls out binoculars and he watches a space battle from, like, his house.
Oh, okay.
It's just happening in the sky. And, that shot was kind of indicative of that kind of idea. Just, you know, this huge battle happened in space, but these ships, as they fall down, have to fall somewhere. And it's just, you know, the fallout. You always see the battles happening, but you never kind of are removed from battles and see the effects of them.
Yeah.
It's really cool. I think I may have talked some shit on J.J. Abrams and Star Wars in the past, but the more stuff that comes out for this new one, I'm, like, getting really excited for it.
The part that made me the most, I think, kind of moved, like, I got a little emotional, I have to admit. Not when I watched it the night it came out on my cell phone, but that next morning when I went to work, I pulled it up, like, on a big my computer monitor and watched it in HD with the fucking sound way up. And Mark Hamill's dialogue through, you know, like...
Yeah. I thought it was going to be Luke Skywalker at the end of the trailer.
When you see him, you know, and I have it, he puts his hand up, and then someone hands Leia a lightsaber, and my sister has it, or, you know, we assume Leia or whatever. And then when he says, and, you know, you have it, like, during that dialogue, the fucking music swells. Dude, I was, like, getting teary-eyed. Like, it was really fucking cool. The teaser number one didn't really excite me that much.
Yeah, the same way.
This one gave me something that I was looking for. And the Han Solo Chewie thing was rad, but, like, that was almost like the dialogue and the simple scene by scene little teaser peeks at the new movie was what really got me.
Sintrust in the chat says he feels like I'm pandering to everybody, like their demographic. So I just want to say, fuck you, Sintrust. You're fucking ugly. You suck.
Yeah.
You smell bad.
Remember,
you suck.
Guys, this
your feet are gross.
Gig would be so much better without the fans, man.
And your mom is a bitch.
Wow. Yeah. So. Sintros. Damn.
My favorite part of the whole trailer was that when it came out, me and five or six other guys at work all got together at the same thing. Dude, it's out. It's out right now. Load it up. Load it up. And we put it on the big screen at work, and we watched it all together, and it was like, oh, fuck, I forgot I was a fan of this.
Yeah. Oh, and that's kind of what it brought back for me as well, that I wasn't really excited about that first teaser, but this one I watched like five times. I watched some fucking website break down every scene, and I realized like, oh yeah, I have a fucking lightsaber tattoo. I've got $1,000 worth of fucking toys from this franchise at home, but I've kind of not been active in my fandom for the last like,
well, you've been
10
burned.
Years. I've been fucking burned.
They've been screwing you.
Now,
hey, I saw
this fire starting to fucking ignite in me again, and I find myself talking about it with people.
Hey, I went to the theater and I saw that Clone Wars cartoon in theaters.
We all did.
Yeah, and it was fucking Shy Guy and R2 and fart jokes.
We're fucking genheads.
Yeah, I pretty much felt like I was over Star Wars for a long time
once
that came out. But now that this new one's coming out, I'm happy and I'm back. It's radical.
It's exciting. I don't think anyone has anything bad to say about that trailer.
I bet you some dumbass out there has something
the fucking chrome trooper, with the fucking cape, the specialized trooper that's got like a cloak on one side and like a chrome armor. That thing looks fucking rad.
There's
like
so
all
many
the,
things.
All the design stuff.
I don't know what they are. I don't know who they are. I don't know what they're doing. And I'm excited to see all of that.
But how cool is it that it looks like the first three? Visually, it doesn't look like prequel shit. I mean, right there, the bar is set so low. My hopes are that, like, you can't fuck this up any worse. J.J. Abrams, don't let us down.
Cool. We should write. How long have we been going?
Oh, God.
Oh, we got 5 minutes till 8, so however long you want to go.
Oh, nice. You know, when Sean's not here, it just goes so smooth.
Yeah, right? It's natural the way it flows into the end of the show.
I mean, I'm struggling to come up with new topics, and we're running 5 minutes short. So, obviously.
There's nothing else on your list?
Oh, I got stuff on my list.
He's got a detailed list there.
But I know I can go through it in the next 5 minutes, no problem.
We can bang it out.
In fact, we can just waste some time if we want.
Yeah. What do you think Kim Kardashian is doing?
With that ass?
With that ass right now.
She's probably sitting. She might even be shitting.
Sitting on a toilet.
I bet you she's so rich, she doesn't even have to shit on a toilet if she doesn't want to. She can shit right on her sofa, buy a new sofa.
Just blow. Do you think she wears a brass whistle around her neck and she just blows it, and then maids come out with like scrub brushes for that ass?
I'm making jokes and I'm laughing, but if I were ever that rich to where I could just shit on my couch, I've made it.
You're almost there.
Yeah.
You got the crown.
I got the crown.
You're on the couch.
Look, I'm watching American Idol. It's hilarious. Howard Stern's hilarious. It's making me laugh. I gotta take a shit, but I don't want to miss the Stern. Right there on the couch.
Boom.
Boom.
If it's leather.
Yeah.
Wash it off.
Yes.
No way. Just buy a new one.
Oh, yeah. Buy a new one.
Okay.
Because I'm that rich. I just toss it out.
Fuck yeah.
So that's what Kim K is doing.
All right. Cool. I'm glad we covered that.
Was today record store day?
Yesterday.
You know, it was
yesterday. And did you check that out?
I've been burned 3 years in a row.
Really?
So this year,
I'm gonna get some water.
This year I said, fuck it! I'm not going out. I'm not gonna go participate in your bullshit. I'll end up on eBay buying the stuff that the fucking record store employees pulled to go put on eBay. Eventually, so I'm cutting to the chase. I'm just going to go do that tomorrow. I'm going to go look for the stuff I wanted on eBay.
Here's something.
I'm not fucking lining up for no reason again.
Here's something that's not on the list. It's off the list. Sean's personal channel.
Yeah?
Sean put up a video on his personal channel this week. Him and I drove up to LA on Thursday, and you're not going to believe this, Eric.
Okay.
We got stuck in traffic.
Hang on. What?
Yeah, like right around Disneyland. It's just fucking stopped. Anyways, Sean put up a video on his personal channel because when we got stuck in traffic, for whatever reason, the couple behind us was in the middle of just this hardcore makeout session.
Fuck yeah.
They were making out hardcore. Check it out. It's on Sean's personal channel.
Can
if you,
you see
it.
Any tongue?
You can't see any tongue, but I think it's a funny video. I think there's a whole story to be gathered from watching it. But what's not featured in the video, that was on the drive to LA. On the drive home, there's no video of this. We straight up saw a dude getting a blowjob.
Yeah!
Fuck yeah.
On the highway.
Dope.
Road head.
In traffic.
Really?
What is it about LA traffic that turns people on?
Makes them horny, dog.
Yeah, I'm horny sitting on the 405, dog.
Yeah, I get that.
We were on the 405,
dude.
405, the world's horniest freeway.
Nah, I get that 101 boner, though.
Yeah, dude. Oh, I see that.
The dude was like driving a car. I literally see him. This is his girlfriend's head in the seat next to him. We're in the carpool lane. He's in the lane next to the carpool lane, so we're coming up passing him.
Yeah.
Grabs her, pushes her down.
Whoa. He pushed her down or she went down? He just helped her.
Whatever happened, this was the all motion, right? She goes
in
down.
My mind, that's what happened. That's what I feel safer that way.
Yeah, and then we like sailed past him, and that was what was happening.
What a good guy.
And then Sean was like, oh, I want to get out my phone. But I was like,
don't ruin it for that guy.
Well, first of all, he was stuck in traffic. We were in the carpool lane. So I was like, dude, we're driving. I'm not.
And you're going to ruin his Hummer.
Yeah,
why would you?
Shit. That guy's getting his dick wet.
Let him.
Some people, I mean, if you're doing it on the highway, you probably want people to see you. So
no,
maybe
his girlfriend will probably be embarrassed. If someone saw her doing that.
This is the number one video game stream on Twitch on the entire fucking internet.
Yeah,
fuck
it's
it.
Basically what the internet was made for.
I'm going to make the claim right now, this is the best. I don't care about Lil Wayne's podcast.
What? Are you fucking joking, Wayne? No.
What did I want to talk about? YouTube videos. I saw a couple YouTube videos this week I wanted to recommend. Hmm. There's one interesting video. There's this band. I saw a video of them. They just play music in the subways of New York.
Ooh.
New genre, they've called it Brass House. Check out this group, Too Many Zoos, Z-O-O-Z. There's a Union Square performance of them. There's a couple videos that are about 10 minutes long. Hmm. Check out the one that's like 2 minutes long. I thought it was really cool. Eric said it was totally inappropriate and they're probably ruining everybody's day on the subway.
I did not use that verbiage.
Here's the thing.
Yeah, but that was the gist of it.
I don't like the street performer subway. On the street, outside, it's fine. But in the subway tunnel.
Now, here's the thing.
I don't believe
Derek when he says, like, oh, man, this would be great. If I saw this, this would be great. Because I've been in so many terminals and fucking undergrounds and shit with you. And blowing by these people, fuck them.
Yeah.
Hate them. Yeah. Walking by them and everything.
You're
but
a traveler.
But here's the thing. These guys are talented. I was, like, really impressed. Everybody I see on the street is not talented. It's the opposite. It's people who can't even cut it at a coffee shop, so they go to the street. These guys could play on a stage, but they bring their art to the people, and that's what's awesome.
We've seen some people in San Francisco out on the street, not in clothes, but out on the street that were pretty good.
I like to think that if you are a really great musician, that I would recognize you even if you were on the street. So if I am talking shit on these losers in the BART with their broken acoustic guitar and their smelly dog with a rat balancing on top of it.
Remember that. It's real.
This is real. It's not fucking good. I'm sorry.
It's not fucking good.
I'm being honest.
The rat is balancing on the fucking German Shepherd's head.
Too Many Zeus is good.
Too Many Zeus. All right.
I found a video. A lot of people have probably already seen this, but there's a gorilla who charges some glass at a zoo.
That is funny. I have seen that.
You've seen that?
I saw a vine of that.
Yeah, check it out. Hey, here's the thing. If you watch the full-length version, I think it's like 2 minutes long, pause it at a minute 16, and you can see the reflection of the people in the window, and you can get their reaction. Mm-hmm. It's a little Easter egg. It's awesome.
Some of the women are laughing, but the kids are like screaming.
I think those are all terrified laughs.
Oh, do you think they had nervous laughter?
Yeah.
Oof.
Like, let's get the fuck out of here.
It's a big monster, man.
Yeah. And the last video I wanted to recommend, we're not allowed to show on Steam because it is highly pornographic.
We cannot show it on Steam, guys. No. Don't even try to put it on Steam. Light.
If you put it on Steam, I'm going to bust you. Buster. You need to get busted out. I'm going to bust up on you.
Busting up, guys.
Alejandro Jodorowsky has a son named Aiden Jodorowsky, who goes by the name Aidenowski. He's a musician and a director, and he released a music video with the porn star Stoya.
Oh, no shit?
Yeah.
I know
you
Stoya.
Would like, Garrett would like it. Eric, wouldn't Garrett like it?
Oh, hey, Garrett would really like this music video. This is like some video drum fucking.
Yeah, nice. It is a very graphic, sexual. I mean, it is straight up pornographic video. It's a Jodorowsky. It's Jodorowsky's son, yeah. And it's very much in the vein of what Jodorowsky would make.
His son,
I think, it runs in the family.
His son was in Son of Sangre, right? As a little boy.
I think that made.
Was that him?
Yeah, I think it was. So I'm familiar with his son's acting.
Well, he's an adult now.
And I happen to be familiar with Stoya's acting.
So you're going
to
really like this.
How are you familiar? What's Stoya been in?
Some films.
Cock Goddess 1 and 3.
No. I think she was a cheerleader.
Left for Head. And a bunch of other classics. Anyway. Talk to me after. Anyways, the video, the song is called...
Sounds right up my alley.
The song is called... Would You Be Mine by Adanowski.
Write this down here.
Check it out. I think it's cool. I actually think it's really cool. It is very sexual. So be warned. If you don't want to see that kind of shit,
don't got to go to Daily Motion. This motherfucker's on YouTube.
It's on YouTube.
Tits and all, huh?
Hell yeah.
Now.
Wow.
That's about it.
We did it.
Yeah.
And look at that. Sean didn't have to pressure us or anything.
I did want to talk about Last of Us.
Oh,
we're
shit.
We're actually out of time for that.
But, you know, man, and I went paintballing. Fuck.
Oh,
fuck. How was that? Briefly. How was
I went to Disneyland.
Oh, you wow. did? No, we don't have time. Fuck it.
I saw a toy in Toys R Us. Send it to me. I'm just being mean. I'm just making fun of my friend who's not here to defend himself.
Well, that's what we do.
Yeah, if you're a friend of mine, you're really you're in
when
my
you're
sights.
Not here, when you're not here, you're made to want to show up next time to not be made fun of.
Exactly.
Oh, wait. Oh my god, Eric, shut it down. We're 5 minutes down.
Shut it down.
We're 5 minutes down.
Shut it down.